In Washington, today in the Supreme Court, oral arguments in Arizona versus the United States, the case that will decide the constitutionality of Arizona's controversial immigration law. You know that. That's SB 1070. The Obama administration will argue that only the federal government can make immigration policy. But Arizona, they believe that the federal government isn't doing enough to prevent illegal immigration, so states have to act on their own. Well, joining us now is somebody at the center of this controversy. He's Chris Kobach, Secretary of State for the state of Kansas, but he's also architect of Arizona's immigration law. Secretary Kobach, you work for the state of Kansas, like I said. How did you come to start writing immigration laws for places like Arizona and even Alabama?
Well, it actually began shortly after I left the Justice Department. I was counsel to Attorney General John Ashcroft and his White House fellow between 2001 and 2003. And when I left the Justice Department, came back to my job as a law professor, I started looking at ways that states could assist the federal government. Because one of the things we realized when I was in the Department of Justice is that we needed to maximize cooperation between state and federal law enforcement, both in the context of making it more difficult for hijackers like the 9/11 hijackers, other terrorists, to exploit our immigration loopholes, but also in terms of just enforcing our immigration laws day to day. And began working with Arizona in 2006. And people started calling me from all over the country saying, hey, can you assist us? We'd like to do something to discourage illegal immigration. And the trick here is that it's legally, there are some things a state or a city can do, and there are some things a state or a city cannot do. And so it's important that these laws be drafted carefully, and that's what I've been doing.
Now, you mentioned your role in improving coordination between states and the federal government on issues like immigration. The Obama administration very specifically thinks that SB 1070, which you helped to write, does exactly the opposite. Their basic argument is that laws like SB 1070 or SB 1070 in particular upends the appropriate constitutional role between states and the federal government, that immigration is a border issue, that we have a federal government to control the border, and that individual states shouldn't be making immigration policy. How do you respond?
Well, that's an interesting perspective, but it is not the perspective that the United States Supreme Court has held over the years. The Supreme Court has consistently said that the states do have a role that they can play. And the Supreme Court has consistently said the question is, does any particular state law conflict with an act of Congress? And in the Arizona case presented to the Supreme Court this week, the answer is no. And indeed, that's why the Obama administration is making the argument they are, because they realize they don't have a federal statute they can point to that says states are not permitted to do this. If they were going to win this case, they would come in and say, well, here's a federal law that says states cannot do what Arizona is doing. But there is no such law. They don't have a federal law to hang their hat on. On the contrary, federal law weighs in favor of Arizona. There were numerous provisions of federal law that were enacted in 1996 and signed by Bill Clinton that invite state assistance. In fact, there's one provision that Arizona relies on heavily here that says anytime a state law enforcement official calls to see if a particular person is unlawfully in the country or not, the federal government must provide an answer, not provide an answer if the particular administration wants to enforce that way, but must provide an answer. And so Congress has already decided that state and local cooperation is needed and desired and invited. And so the administration has a tough job in this case because they're basically saying, yeah, well, that may be what the law says, but our policy here in the Obama administration is different.
Well, at the heart of this immigration debate in places like Arizona, Alabama, and other places is something that's come to be called self-deportation. How do you see self-deportation?
Self-deportation is just a fancy way of saying going home or complying with the law. Presumably, if we believe that our immigration laws are enforced, there should be a cost-benefit analysis that every person makes. And presumably, we would want most people to say, you know, I'm going to follow American law. I'm not going to disobey it. And what self-deportation is simply the idea that you try to change the cost-benefit analysis of the individual illegal alien and make him or her think, you know, it would make more sense for me to return to my home country. So you make it harder to get a job illegally in America. You make it harder to skate by without ever having any contact with law enforcement. And you just change the calculation a little bit, and then people will make the decision to go home. And so what the aim of the Arizona law to do is to change that that equation, so that more people are leaving every year than are coming in illegally. Now, legal immigration, that's fine, but we want to change the flow in illegal immigration, encourage people to go home. If they really want to come to the United States, get in line behind their fellow countrymen and do it legally.
Chris Kobach is Secretary of State in the state of Kansas. We're talking about immigration. Secretary Kobach, let's talk about electoral politics a little bit. You have been an advisor on the issue of immigration to the Romney campaign throughout the primary. Are you still an official advisor to the Romney campaign?
I'm an informal advisor and never have been an official advisor. I obviously have a day job as Secretary of State in Kansas, and I don't have a title, but I do communicate regularly with the campaign.
Right. Now, as you know, Governor Romney, who you've unofficially advised on immigration, has been traveling throughout the country with Senator Marco Rubio. And we also know that Senator Rubio's name is out there as a potential vice presidential pick for the ticket. Senator Rubio has announced that he will probably unveil later this summer his own version of the DREAM Act. Now, the DREAM Act, as far as Democrats have envisioned it, allows certain immigrants who came here as young children, have been in the country a certain amount of time, have a path to citizenship. Is there any version of the DREAM Act that you can support?
Well, not as it's currently constituted. If there is a version drafted by Senator Rubio that is not an amnesty, then I could certainly consider it. Senator Rubio was asked by one reporter, you know, would your proposed Republican DREAM Act meet the Kobach test, as the reporter phrased it? And he then quoted my statement saying that as long as it doesn't give lawful presence to people who have been in the country illegally, then it's not an amnesty. And Senator Rubio said, sure, he can meet that standard. Of course, we haven't seen what's the actual text of his proposed bill. So
right.
It's really hard to state in the abstract, you know, whether it would or would not be an amnesty.
Most people who are watching the campaign and watch, as candidates often do, as people sort of pivot from a primary to the general election, wonder if Governor Romney is not pivoting away from your position on immigration, decidedly conservative, to one that might be more palatable to a general election audience. Are you concerned that Governor Romney is pivoting away from you and towards what I would describe as the Rubio position on immigration?
I'm not concerned. The reason is he was speaking to more than conservative Republicans. He said on national television in multiple debates that he favors a policy encouraging aliens to self-deport. He said that he thought that amnesty is a bad idea. He specifically said Arizona, referring to their E-Verify law, should be a model for the nation. You know, he's said a lot of things that have been very public and very to the point. I would be very surprised if he changed his position on any of those stands.
Mr. Secretary, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Chris Kobach. He's Secretary of State in Kansas. He's helped author immigration laws in Arizona and Alabama, and he's also an informal advisor on immigration to Governor Mitt Romney.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.